going to affect your son growing up?
It won't, really.
You don't think it's going to affect him? How old is your son?
Not massively. He's already nine.
He's nine. So when he gets into school...
Yeah, but like I've already planned all that. Like he's going to a private school as soon as he's in year seven.
Do you not realise private school is one of the...
where bullying isn't tolerated,
what?
Jimmy.
What? What? You guys think private school is some Harry Potter thing? No, you're actually Harry Potter, yes.
Yeah, but Manchester School of Boys, like, it's literally the top rated.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Private school is one of the most ruthless places you can send your child to, because the rest of those, you've sent them with money.
What, and you think all them kids are watching porn?
Listen, you've sent them with money, your money. They have old money. It's very different. It's very different types of money. So they're going to know exactly how you got, how your child got in there. Now, when they go into the, when they're playing rugby or they're doing cricket or they're doing all these other sports, what's going to happen is one of these kids, because they're rich, are going to have your subscription, your OnlyFans. They're going to bring it out.
No, because I won't have OnlyFans.
No, but and here's the thing. And here's the thing. Once you've put it out there. It's forever out there. And you have to be willing to understand what this does to men.
I provided him a good life. I've got an estate agent as well, property. So he, like, that is nothing. I won't be doing that then.
See how Jess is going to answer this
money's
question.
Money's not everything.
No, no, think, it's Jess? Not. But I don't, what else do I want? A man to come in and...
No, it's not about man. You don't even care about the development. Do you understand? First of all, you're in a single parent home. Every child inside a single parent, you place your child.
He sees his dad.
It's not. Soon as you take the father out of the home, you place your child at every statistical
disadvantage. Okay, but his dad cheated on me when I was 9 months pregnant.
You picked him.
You wanted me to stay with him.
You picked him. You picked him. Why are you having unprotected sex at 15 years old? That's another thing we need to talk about.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Exactly. So it stems back to you didn't have a father at home. Yeah. Your mom kicked you out at 15. Yeah. And look what's gone and happened. Then you got into the adult industry. Yeah. You're talking about you're fucked inside.
Yeah.
And now you're gonna raise a boy, send him to private school, and his mom was basically a sex worker. Do you know what you're gonna do to that man?
He'll be fine.
No, he won't be. And this is you don't understand, men. You don't understand what we go through. You don't understand it. And I'm telling you, as a man, your son will not be fine.
I'm giving that money to my kids at the end of the day. It's not like I'm spending it on,
and you're giving them trauma,
Louis Vuitton bag and all that bullshit.
And you're giving them trauma. All I hear is money.
One day,
I think it's disgusting
because of what money provides, though. It's stability.
Let's do one at a time.
People have no more.
Let's do one at a time. Wait there, China. Are you going to respond to what Chanel Rodogram said, or did you even hear?
Yeah, no, I heard exactly.
I've got kids, like my kid. You know, my kids told me I don't want. Can you take your TikTok down, Mum? Like, if I take that down,
your kids are asking you to take it down.
My kid, because she's in shit school. My eldest kid.
You guys don't care about your kids.
Don't give a shit.
Selfish.
How can you say that?
Your kid just told you to take it down because they're getting shit, and all you care about is money. You're absolutely selfish.
Have you got property?
Hello.
Have you got money coming in each month if you're asleep? Because I do. If I'm asleep tonight, I get paid, bro. I get paid, though.
Can I get my show back?
Do you? Tell me, Mr. Entrepreneur. Do you get paid for sleeping? Because I do.
Blue.
This is what's wrong in the time today, where females really believe that getting paid, owning property, and having a significant amount of money, no matter what you do or did, is going to benefit your children. And this also lets you know how they view men as well. Just to quickly go through that, is this is why a lot of females, they want men to have a lot of money and be wealthy and rich, because in their mind this is what's going to help raise our children. Without this, without that, you are incapable of raising the child, you are incapable of doing it, you're incapable of doing that, overlooking the character and the morals and everything else that actually is more important than money. So that is where that mindset really comes from, with the, well, I got money, so my child is going to be okay no matter what, because that's what they actually believe. They really think that money is going to help you raise your child better. But that's not how the real world works. People aren't robots. You know, your son is still a human being, which is why the son also asked for the OnlyFans model to take the channel down, because he himself knows that this isn't good for his mental health, for his social world, and his own parent as well. But these females, they're very selfish, which is why I also say not everyone is supposed to have children. But females today, they're so promiscuous. They're so promiscuous that they will overlook what intercourse really means. You wonder why these females are single moms and becoming OnlyFans? Because people shouldn't be having intercourse unless they are married and want to have a family. Because what you do is you produce degeneracy. You can't have your cake and eat it too. And this is what she thinks she can do. But ultimately, everything that she has done, is doing, is going to be traumatic for her son. And her son is going to bear the consequences from it. This is what happens when we are in a time where people are having reckless intercourse, doing OnlyFans, making money off being prostitutes, escorts, you name it, the whole X industry. We wonder why that this generation, especially the younger ones, are more corrupt than ever. There's no boundaries in place anymore. There's no morals in place anymore. Everyone puts their lust and their needs first. And lust and your needs and desires doesn't just equate to intercourse. It equates to lifestyle, money. And that's what she's doing. This is why females like her shouldn't have children and are equipped to be mothers either. Because what you do is you then live your life based off your value system, which is valueless. And that is why that child is suffering and going to suffer even more. They really believe that money is going to somehow uplift you from their dirt. No. Celebrities' children. For example, look at Will Smith and Jada. Their children didn't come out significantly normal even after all that success and money. So, my point being is these females believe that making a certain amount of income is going to exempt their children from reality. But reality doesn't cost a thing. And that's what they don't understand. You can't buy everything. You can't buy experiences. Those come for free. And so do morals, and so do standards. And that's what these females don't get and will never get. I'm your host, Remnant Princess. These are my last thoughts. What you're seeing is a lot of females, they're being more promiscuous and they're valuing money. And that is what is producing females like her at a fast rate and becoming more prevalent, especially in this generation when feminism will pay these females to sell their bodies online. So all it does is just produce females like her more and more each day. But the two is a combination of degeneracy, and that's what we're witnessing. Let me know what you think. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Bye.